This is Atmos Uchiha dictating patient's name is Clarence Danny, T-E-H-N-E, Clarence. C-L-A-R-E-N-C-E. Mr. Danny, date of birth is 12/10/1928, date of service is 7/15/2024. Mr. Danny is a very pleasant 95-year-old male with history of coronary artery disease, status post stent, history of congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction of 20 to 25%, severe tricuspid regurgitation, status post ICD placement, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation with Coumadin, chronic kidney disease, stage 4, chronic anemia, chronic lower extremity wounds, as well as hypothyroidism and degenerative joint disease. Was admitted to the hospital with right lower extremity pain and redness. Patient initially had signed on to hospice, but then he revoked hospice and went to the emergency room. Patient was seen in the emergency room. Was diagnosed with cellulitis of the lower extremity, was started on IV ceftriaxone. He does had significant swelling of his legs as well as had skin wounds on both lower extremities with either drainage. Patient was diuresed, was doing better. His blood pressure was low, his medications were held, was subsequently doing better, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he says that he is doing well. He does have some swelling of the lower extremities. Wound is doing some better. He is on oral antibiotics. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever, chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, history of congestive heart failure, systolic dysfunction, history of ejection fraction of 20-25%, severe tricuspid regurgitation, status post ICD placement, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, history of chronic kidney disease, stage 4, chronic anemia, chronic lower extremity swelling, degenerative joint disease, past surgical history has been significant for cardiac catheterization, status post stent placement, history of ICD placement. Social history. Smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Error. He does have history of coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, history of congestive heart failure, history of atrial fibrillation and hypertension. Respiratory system does complaints of cough as well as shortness of breath, history of congestive heart failure. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, there is any nausea, no vomiting, there is any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary. Does have history of chronic renal failure, stage 4. Musculoskeletal, does complaints of joint pain, history of lower extremity swelling. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, hospitals and reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal. People's vehicle run and reactive to light. Its ocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS 2 was audible. Historic murmur, grade 2/6 left in the body was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities. Wound with dressing in place. Impression, number one, right lower extremity cellulitis, chronic venous stasis ulcers. Next, acute and chronic congestive heart failure, systolic dysfunction. Next, coronary artery disease, status post-stent placement. Next, severe tricuspid regurgitation. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, chronic anemia. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, degenerative joint disease. Pre-implant patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Continues antibiotics. Continue with wound care. Keep his levels recommended to keep his legs elevated. Will repeat labs. Will continue other medications. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Joseph Dion, D-E-O-N, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Date of birth is 11/25/1948. Date of service. July 12, 2024. Mr. Dion is a very pleasant. Year-old male. Was recently discharged in April from Wellbridge after being admitted for progressive weakness. Patient at the present time was admitted to the hospital with low hemoglobin. Yeah, was seen by Castro. He was transfused with packed red blood cells. Had upper and lower endoscopy. Upper endoscopy did not show any ulceration or source of bleeding. Colonoscopy was a poor prep, but did not show any polyps or lesions showing evidence of bleeding. Patient was on Coumadin, which was withheld. Patient was monitoring the hospital. He was having significant weakness, requiring two people assist. Was subsequently and his hemoglobin was stable. Was discharged from the hospital with recommendation to go to rehab. Patient was admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Does complaints to weakness in his lower extremities. So complaints of pain in his lower back, no other complaints. He is pleasantly confused. Past medical history, significant amount of traumatic brain injury, traumatic dyskinesia, prothrombin gene mutation, history of pulmonary embolism, history of sleep apnea, history of depression, history of diabetic colitis, chronic back pain, history of degenerative joint disease, history of aortic regurgitation, and anemia. Past surgical history has been significant for sigmoid resection, cystoscopy, and knee surgery. socially sweet smoking, non-alcohol, rarely no other drugs. Allergies to contrast high. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest, there is any immunosuppression sensation, there is any palpitation. He does have history of aortic valve replacement. There is any history of coronary artery disease. No history of congestive heart failure. Respiratory system, there is any cough, there is any shortness of breath, there is any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or eczema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, there is any nausea, no vomiting. There is any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. He does have anemia. Urinary, does have BPH, otherwise on the mark. Neurological examination, neural system. He does have history of traumatic brain injury, history of tardy dyskinesia, history of early cognitive deficit, and history of CVA/TIA. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pain, history of weakness in his lower extremity. Chronic back pain. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HEENT examination was normal. Pupils wrinkled round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sound for positive. Extremities, no edema. Neurologic examination, awake, alert, follow simple commands, presently confused, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, anemia, next GI bleed, next history of acute and chronic kidney disease, next aortic valve regurgitation, next history of depression, next history of pulmonary embolism, next sleep apnea, next DJD. History of traumatic brain injury. Three implant, please admit, well bridge rehabilitation facility, will continue current medication, will have repeat labs done, will monitor his PTINR, continue other medications, consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.